जय राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधे जय राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधे रुको स्वामी प्राण गाना है
रुको स्वामी प्राण गाना है
जय राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधे
श्री श्री राधा गोविंद Originally, Govinda Day was installed by the great grandson of Sri Krishna, Vajra, in the land of Vrindavan. In fact, he was considered to be the predominating Archamurti of the Vrindavan quarter of Sri Brajadham. Govinda Dev was worshipped by the Lord's devotees in that place, but over a period of time he was lost to the vision of all of the devotees of Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami, the leader of the six Goswamis, was sent to Vrindavan. And it is described that Rupa Goswami would sit on a hill and he would chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But every day he would see a wonderful sight. There was a cow that would come to the top of that hill. A beautiful cow. Such beauty he had never seen. And every day that cow, whose udder was filled with liquid religiosity in the form of milk, would allow all that milk to fall into the ground. Day after day after day, the same cow would come. But one day, Lord Sri Krishna Govindaji appeared to Rupa Goswami in a dream and explained to him that this was a cow from Goloka Vrindavan, one of the Kamadenu cows. And his beautiful form of Govindadev, for a long, long time, had been under the ground, and this cow was coming to provide milk every day. Now, Krishna explained, my dear Rupa Goswami, I would like you to take me out of the earth, and I would like you to worship me with your life, with your soul. So Srila Rupa Goswami went to that place, and he dug into the earth, and there he found the beautiful form of Sri Sri Radha Govindaji. And he began to worship the deity of Govindadev with his life and soul. Therefore we sing Rupa Goswami Prandana Hai, which means Govindaji is the very life, the Lord of the life of Srila Rupa Goswami. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Rupa Goswami Prandana Hai. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Brother of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, was sent by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally to Vrindavan Dham. He left the wealthy and prestigious position of being the Prime Minister of the Nawab Hussein Shah, to live as a simple beggar in the Vrindavan forest. Every day he would do what is called Madhukari, where he would go house to house and beg a little prasad. In Vrindavan, the staple food is roti. So he would take one roti from each house, and when he would be visiting these people, he would often be invited inside to lead the kirtan and share with them transcendental teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So once when he was begging in the town of Mathura, while he was there, he noticed something very peculiar. The Brahmin, he said, I will give you nice prasad, Sanatan. Let me just take the prasad from the altar of the deity. Right before the eyes of Sanatan Goswami, this Brahmin began to chastise the deity just like his own child. Why you are not finishing the food I am giving you? He was even picking up a stick and threatening to punish the deity of Krishna. When Sanatan saw this, being the author of Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is the most authoritative book describing the proper process of deity worship, he described to this Brahmin that the deity of Krishna is none different than Krishna himself. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, the cause of all causes. He must be approached with great reverence and devotion. It is not that you treat him like your own child. The Brahmin, being very humble, he apologized and he said, I'm sorry. Now, by your great mercy, I understand the proper process of worshipping the deity. That night, that beautiful form appeared to Sri Sanatan Goswami. He told him that my name is Madan Mohan. And many years ago, I was also installed by the great grandson of Krishna, Vajranab. But over the periods of thousands of years, I have ultimately been given to the care of this great Brahman. He is a pure devotee, and he worships me in the Vatsalya Ras. He considers me in his pure love to be his own child. But now, because you have trained him in a very formal process of archana, I am not really satisfied. So, very soon this Brahman will come and he will give you as dakshin. He will give you this transcendental form of mine. And you should worship me with great care and great love as your life and soul. So on top of a beautiful hill, Dvadasatil in Vrindavan, Srila Sanatan Goswami worshipped Madan Mohan as the very Lord of his life. Jai Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radhe. Jai Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radhe. Tana tana chandana hai, tana tana chandana hai. Jai Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radhe. Jai Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radhe. There were three brothers of this great Saraswat Brahman family, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Sri Ballabha, who later Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the name Anupam. The son of this great devotee Anupam later became known as Srila Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami, during a very historical visit to Navadvip Dham, was taken on the Navadvip Gauramandala Parikram by Lord Nityananda personally. After which, he was told that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Vrindavan to the care of your family. After going to Varanasi and carefully studying the Sanskrit grammar and language, you should go to Vrindavan and join your two uncles, Rupa and Sanatan. And there, glorify the mission of Sri Chaitanya by extracting the essence of all the revealed scriptures, which is pure devotional service, by establishing beautiful temples and deity worship, and by your own lives establishing the perfect etiquette of the Vaishnavas. And also with your uncles you should travel throughout all of Brajadham and reveal to the world the holy places where Sri Krishna performed his divine leela. So Srila Jiva Goswami, on the order of Lord Nityananda, traveled to the holy land of Sri Vrindavan Dham. And there with great love he was greeted by Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatan Goswami. he became the very dearmost of all the followers. And especially he was the dearmost to Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami, by the desire of Sri Krishna, carved with his own hands a very, very beautiful murti. And Srila Rupa Goswami personally worshipped that murti with great love and affection. Out of his deep, deep love for his nephew and disciple, Jiva Goswami, he personally gave as a gift that beautiful murti. And he told Jiva Goswami that the name of this form of Krishna is Sri Radha Damodar, and you should worship this form, for he is the Lord of your life. Jai Radha Damodara, Radha Damodara, Radhe. Jai Radha Damodara, Radha Damodara, Radhe. Jiva Goswami Prandana Hai, Jiva Goswami Prandana Hai, Jai Radha Damodara, Radha Damodara, Radhe. Jai Radha Damodara, Radha Damodara, Radhe. One of the most confidential and intimate associates of the Goswamis of Vrindavan was a very great Vaishnava of the name Madhu Pandit. His guru's name was Purushottam. This Purushottam took shelter of Vrindavan Dham and made his residence the vicinity of the holy Vamsiva tree. As you know, this is the place where Lord Sri Krishna, on the full moon night of the Sarat season, would stand in his threefold bending form, and he would play the fifth note of his flute. Hearing the sweetness of the transcendental vibration of his celebrated flute, all the gopis would leave whatever occupational duties they were engaged in, whether it be feeding their children, whether it be feeding their families, whether it be sleeping, whether it be cleaning, whether it be milking the cows. They simply left everything because they knew that our Lord of our life, Sri Gopinath, is calling for us. Their husbands, their in-laws, forbade them to go. But when the flute of Gopinath calls upon the gopis must obey. That is the nature of the quality of their pure love. So it was under this great Vamsiva tree that the gopis would meet in the intimate forests of Vrindavan with Sri Gopinath. Sriman Rasara Saram Bibam Sivata Dathastata Karshan Venu Sunayar Gopir Gopinata Sriyastana. The great grandson of Sri Krishna, Vajranab, had personally carved by the great demigod Vishwakarma the beautiful form of Gopinath. It is said that this particular murti of Sri Krishna, his face, was identical to the face of Krishna himself. But over the millenniums, the form of Gopinath had disappeared from the eyes of mortal men. But one day, Gopinath appeared in a dream to this great Vaishnava devotee of the name Purushottam. And he told him that you will find my beautiful form under the Bamsiva tree. So Purushottam, he went, and there Sri Gopinath was revealed to him. And he began to worship him in that very place. And out of great love, he gave as an offering of his infinite mercy, he gave Gopinath to his disciple Madhu Pandit, the spiritual master's greatest pleasure is to give Krishna to his disciple and to train the disciple how to worship Krishna with pure devotion. So this great devotee, Purushottam, entrusted the worship of Gopinath to the great Madhu Pandit and instructed him that here is Gopinath. He is yours to worship as the Lord of your very life. Jai Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radhe. Jai Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radhe. Madhu Pandit Prandana Hai. Madhu Pandit Prandana Hai. Jai Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling through South India, during the Chaturmasya, the rainy season, he stayed in the holy place, that place which was the capital for the Sri Vaishnavas, the place which was the residence of great souls such as Jamunacharya and Ramanujacharya. It was the town of Sri Rangam. And there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped the lotus feet of Sri Ranganath Swami. He lived at the home of a very, very pure devotee of Sri Narayan. His name was Venkata Bhat. Venkata Bhat had two brothers of the name Trimala Bhat and Prabodhananda Saraswati. Together, they would all discuss the transcendental lila of Sri Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed all their hearts to be pure devotees of Sri Sri Radha Krishna Vrindavan. During this time, the son of Venkata Bhat, who was very young, Gopal Bhat, he would witness the beautiful conversations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his brother and uncles. And he would also see with his very eyes the super excellent dancing of Lord Sri Gaurasundara. When Gopal Bhatta was in the presence of Lord Chaitanya, who was in the role of a sannyasi, he would sometimes think, how I wish I could have seen the beautiful form of the Lord before he took sannyas, when he was in the role of the supreme enjoyer, with beautiful long blackish hair, decorated with beautiful jewels and garlands, offered worship by all the inhabitants of Navadvip. How unfortunate that we have to see the Lord in the form of an ascetic performing severe tapasya. One evening, when Gopal Bhatta was in his resting place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him in a dream. And that beautiful sannyasi with his shaved head and saffron robes transformed into Nimai of Nadia. And there, Gopal Bhatta, all of his desires were perfectly fulfilled. And he saw the beautiful kirtan of Navadvip. And then right before his eyes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed from that form to the form of Radha and Krishna, his original form, and revealed the true identity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. That he was none other than the combination of Radha and Krishna unified into the one divine form of Sri Gaurahari. And then again, he became the familiar form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the supreme of all sannyasis. And he told Gopal Bhatta that you should stay here as long as your parents are living, but after they leave this world, you should go to Vrindavan. And there you should take shelter of the lotus feet and Rupa and Sanatana. The next day, when Gopal Bhatta Goswami awoke from his dream, he came before the beautiful form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right before his eyes, confirmed everything that he had seen in this dream. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, after some time, went to Vrindavan. Once he left Vrindavan to walk on a pilgrimage high into the Himalayas, and he reached the holy river of the name Gandaki. This is the place where Shalagram Shila appears in this world. He collected several Shalagram Shilas and brought them back to Vrindavan. But when he reached Vrindavan, out of his humility, he was thinking, that I am not qualified to worship the form of Narayan? Why have I committed this offense of taking Narayan away from his abode in the Gandaki and bringing him here? So he decided, due to his disqualification and his offenses, this is the natural humility of a great soul, he would return the Shalagram Shilas to the place in which he had attained them. So again, he made that long and difficult journey. And he took those Shalagram Shilas and he placed them again in the Gandaki River. For when he got up, the Shalagram Shilas jumped back into his hands. Again he placed them in the river, and again they jumped into his hands. Again he placed them in the river, again they jumped into his hands. Finally he came to the conclusion that Krishna wants me to take him back to Vrindavan. So he made the trip, that long pilgrimage back to Sri Brajadham. One day a very wealthy man came to Vrindavan, and out of his great generosity, he donated many crowns and beautiful jewelry for the worship of the deities of the Goswamis. Of course, the other Goswamis, they had beautiful murtis that they could decorate to their heart's content. Gopal Bhatta Goswami simply put the beautiful crown and jewelry before his Shalagram Shilas, and he prayed to the Lord that, how I wish I could worship you like the other Goswamis and decorate you and give you such pleasure and such wonderful service. So that evening, one of the Shilas, whose name was Damodar, transformed into a beautiful murti. And when Gopal Bhatta Goswami came to his altar the next morning, there he saw, in the midst of his other Shalagram Shilas, was the most spectacular, beautiful form of Sri Krishna. In his threefold bending form, playing upon his flute, with eyes like the fully blossomed lotus petals. It was a self-manifesting Shalagram form of the name Sri Radharaman. And Sri Radharaman spoke with a smile to Gopal Bhatta Goswami that, I have appeared to fulfill all of your desires. Now you kindly worship me as the very Lord of your life. Jai Jai Radha Ramana, Radha Ramana, Radhe. Jai Radha Ramana, Radha Ramana, Radhe. Gopa Bhatta Pandana Hai. Gopa Bhatta Prandana Hai. Jai Radha Ramana, Radha Ramana, Radhe. Jai Radha Ramana, Radha Ramana, Radhe. In a small village in Bengal, one of the eternal associates of Sri Krishna, one of the most blessed Manjaris, appeared. He was known as Lokanath. When he was a young man, he left his home and took shelter of Sri Navadvip Dham. And there he became one of the most confidential and intimate associates of Lord Sri Gaurachandra. He had such deep love for the Lord. One day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached him. Lokanath was feeling a great pain in his heart because he was anticipating that Sri Gauranga would soon renounce all of his ties in this world and accept the very, very austere position of a sannyasi. Lokanath could not bear the thought. He prayed to the Lord, "My Lord, I cannot tolerate the thought of your beautiful blackish hair falling to the ground. It is a thought worse than very death. I cannot tolerate the mere idea of your beautiful golden clothing falling to the ground and your acceptance of the drab saffron color of a renunciate." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Lokanath that 3 days from today, I will leave my wife, I will leave my mother, I will leave all of human society, and I will go to Katwa to accept sannyas from Keshava Bharati Maharaj. After which, I will roam to Vrindavan Dham, which has always been my heart's desire. Lokanath, I want you to go to Vrindavan immediately. And I want you to make arrangements for my arrival. So Lokanath Goswami immediately left for Vrindavan. Do you know, he was the first of all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan Dham. Several years before Rupa and Sanatana. There he lived in Vrindavan, in a secluded place. But as you know, on the way to Vrindavan, Lord Nityananda tricked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into going to Santipur instead. And on the order of his mother, he took his residence in Jagannath Puri. Shortly after that, he commenced on his tour of South India. When Lokanath heard this, he immediately left Vrindavan to look for Lord Chaitanya in South India. But then he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Vrindavan. So in great haste, he returned to Vrindavan. But then he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just left Vrindavan and he was now in Prayag. So he was about to leave for Prayag. And then the Lord appeared to him and told him, "I want you to stay in Vrindavan." Very soon Rupa and Sanatan will come and you should join with them. So Lokanath, he went to a very secluded place in an area called of Vrindavan called Chatravan. And there he resided by a very holy lake of the name of Kishori Kund. And there, in the loneliness of the transcendental abode of Sri Vrindavan, he was constantly immersed in chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was very desirous of having beautiful murtis which he could worship with his life and soul. So one day a Brahmin man came to him and gave him a small bag. And in that bag was beautiful form of Radha and Krishna. And then the Brahman, he left that place. Lokanath Goswami was thinking, how have these beautiful deities come to me? Now what am I supposed to do? Then the beautiful Murti smiled at Lokanath and began to speak to him. He said, my name is Radha Vinod. That Brahman was actually me in disguise. That was not an ordinary man. That Brahman was the Supreme Bhagavan. So therefore, do not think, Lokanath Goswami, that this is a gift from anyone. I have personally manifested myself as this Brahman, and I have personally manifested myself as these Murtis, just so that you can worship them. So that you can worship me as the Lord of your very life. Jaya Radha, Vinoda Radha, Vinoda Radhe. Jaya Radha, Vinoda Radha, Vinoda Radhe. Lokanatha Prandana He. Lokanatha Prandana He. Jaya Radha, Vinoda Radha, Vinoda Radhe. Jaya Radha, Vinoda Radha, Vinoda Radhe. There was two very wealthy Vaishnavas of the names Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar. They lived in the Saptagram area of Bengal. Govardhan Majumdar had one son of the name Raghunath. When he was very young, in the association of Srila Haridas Thakur, he learned of the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the glories of the holy name. Due to this association with this Param Vaishnav, he had no interest in enjoying any of the pleasures of material life. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur after being tricked by Lord Nityananda while he was attempting to go to Vrindavan. At that time, Raghunath convinced his parents to allow him to go to Shantipur to have the darshan of the Lord of his life. Upon first meeting Sri Gaur Hari, that beautiful golden avatar of Sri Krishna, immediately his divine love was awakened. Alas, after many attempts, Raghunath renounced all of his worldly ties and came to Jagannath Puri to live at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya turned him over to the personal care of his own secretary, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. And there Raghunath exhibited the supreme perfection of renunciation for the whole world to follow in the footsteps of. It is said by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Mahaprabhur Bhaktaner Vairagya Pradhan, that seeing the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely satisfied. So one great devotee came to Sri Purushottam Puridham from Vrindavan, and he presented to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a beautiful Shila from Govardhan Hill. And Lord Chaitanya, who was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, worshipped that Shila with his life and soul. He constantly wore that Shila around his own neck. He would see that Shila as the very body of Krishna Shamsundar himself. In his ecstasy of love, he would take Giriraj and rub him to his eyes, place him on his forehead. It is said that 24 hours a day, that form of Giridhari was moistened by the tears of love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who worshipped it day and night. Out of great love for Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented to him the most precious thing in his whole life. He gave him the form of Sri Giridhari, and he instructed Raghunath Das, that this is the Lord of your life. Worship him with your life and your soul. Jai Radha Giridhari, Radha Giridhari, Radhe. Jai Radha Giridhari, Radha Giridhari, Radhe. Raghunatha Prandana Hai. Raghunatha Prandana Hai. Jai Radha Giridhari, Radha Giridhari, Radhe. Jai Radha Giridhari, Radha Giridhari, Radhe. There was one great devotee who was born in the Braj Mandala area. He was a disciple of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. But he also had direct darshan of Srimati Radharani. His name was Sri Hari Bams, and his followers consider him to be the incarnation of Krishna's flute. There was one great Brahmin at the time living in Vrindavan who was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And after many years of pure devotion to Lord Shankar, Lord Shiva appeared to him and offered him a benediction, whatever benediction he wanted. The Brahmin said, I do not want anything. Simply seeing your beautiful form is the fulfillment of all of my desires. But Lord Shiva said, no, please, you ask for something. So finally the Brahmin said, whatever is most dear to your heart, whatever is your life and soul, give me that. So Lord Shiva told him, in a certain place in Brajadham there is a well. And in that well, there is a little cave. You go there, you will find the most precious thing to my life. So he went there, and in that cave he found the beautiful form of Sri Radha Vallabha, the form that Lord Shiva, in seclusion, was worshipping for many years. Vaishnavanam yata sambhu. Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee of Sri Krishna. And in Vrindavan, he was worshipping the beautiful form of Radha Vallabha. But then he was told, this Brahman, that when you meet the great sage Hari Bams, you should turn this deity over into his care. So sometime later, by the will of Lord Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, in a field in the forests of Braja, Hari Bams and the Brahman met one another. And the Brahman told him of his vision. And he said, Sri Hari Bams, here is the beautiful form of Radha Vallabha. Worship him as your life and soul. Jaya Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Radha. Jaya Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Radha. Hari Vamsa Prandana Hai. Hari Vamsa Prandana Hai. Jaya Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Radha. Jaya Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Radha. There is a very sacred forest in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan village, there are three very, very sacred kunjas. There is Shaiva Kunj, there is Kishori Ban, and there is Nidhi Ban. At one time in the forest of Nidiban, there was a great devotee whose name was Haridas Swami. Sometimes he was called upon by the name of Haridas Kirtaniya because he sang more beautiful than even the Gandharvas. And he would write beautiful bhajans and kirtans in the glorification of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. He would roam through the forests of Braja, especially in the area of Nidiban, and he would play upon his veena, singing for the pleasure of Radha Govinda days. And it is described in so many ways they would appear to him to reveal their darshans. At one time, in a dream, Sri Krishna appeared to Sri Haridas and told him in a certain place under bushes, in the ground in the Nidiban forest, I am sitting waiting for you. Haridas went to that place, and there he found the beautiful murti of Sri Banka Bihari. Banka means that he has a threefold bending form. And Bihari means in his threefold bending form he is always enjoying his lila in Vrindavan. Banki Bihari spoke to Sri Haridas Swami, that I have personally manifested myself simply to reciprocate love with you. Now, with all your heart, you worship me as the Lord of your life. Jai Radha Banki Bihari, Radha Banki Bihari, Radhe. Jai Radha Banki Bihari, Radha Banki Bihari, Radhe. Hari Dasa Prandana He. Jai Radha Banki Bihari, Radha Banki Bihari, Radhe. Jai Radha Banki Bihari, Radha Banki Bihari, Radhe. In Vrindavan Dham, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a great desire that the super excellent fame of Vraja would be spread throughout the world, and that in every town and village, everyone would be chanting the holy names of Krishna, and everybody would be remembering his divine Leela of Vrindavan Dham. To fulfill this most intimate and confidential desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gaur Hari empowered the greatest of all saints, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to travel throughout the world, glorifying the divine land of Vrindavan Dham. Srila Prabhupada wanted the whole world to come to Vrindavan and take shelter of this divine atmosphere, where Krishna consciousness is the natural way of life. And then they could return to wherever else in the world they go and never forget the beauty and the sweetness of the Lord's abode. So out of His great mercy and compassion, Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada established the beautiful temple in Ramanreti in Vrindavan. And there he personally installed the beautiful forms of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar and Sri Krishna Balaram. And by the divine will of Sri Krishna, he called the whole world to assist him in worshiping them, for they were the Lord of his life and his soul. Jai Radha Shyama Sundar, Radha Shyama Sundar, Radhe. Jai Radha Shyama Sundar, Radha Shyama Sundar, Radhe. Prabhupada Prandana He. Prabhupada Prandana He. Jai Radha Shyama Sundar.